Good morning, good morning, good morning again. This is Sister LaShonda. Hey, this is our Wednesday morning prayer service, and we're going to get right into it. Sister LaShonda, if you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hands.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister LaShonda. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. God is good, you guys. God is good. God is so good. My name is LaShonda. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God is just so worthy. The topic that I was given is I Will Surely Live, and I have a couple of scriptures I would like to read. The first one, John 10:10, NIV version. And it reads, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And the other scripture I want to read, it kind of takes me back a little bit to a time in my life, but and it was kind of personal. So I was really, really influenced by this topic I was given. The second scripture is Psalms 118:17, and it reads, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." I would like to give my testimony before I pray, if that's okay. Testify a little bit here. When I saw this topic I was given, my mind immediately went back to when I was in an ICU hospital bed, the short version. My lungs, they were black with COVID, and I was on a ventilator. And the rumors going around the hospital where I actually worked was that I wasn't going to make it. And, you know, the prayers were going up. And while I was laying there, I heard a voice in my ear that said, "You will live and not die." And it was the voice of my bishop, Bishop Eric Clark. And God stayed the hand of the enemy. And here I am here today giving God praise. You'll excuse me. I'm just full right now. But I just thank God for being a wonderful Savior. I thank the Lord for Bishop praying for me. And I truly thank the Lord for preserving my life. And I just want to say we all need a spiritual covering, that, you know, prays for us and hears from God, and one who speaks life to us in all our situations. And I'm so grateful that I have that just in Bishop Clark. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for peace in our minds and shelter. We thank you for being a wonderful, merciful God. You are the King of creation, the giver of life, hope, and love. Thank you for your unending mercy and grace. In your presence, God, there is so much joy. Thank you, Lord. There is none like you. We thank you for being so good to us by allowing us to see another day. We thank you for the ability and the freedom to worship you on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the life that you have blessed us to have. We love you on this morning, God, and we give you praise and we give you honor. And we don't take anything you do for us for granted, Lord, because you didn't have to do it, Lord. But you did, and we're so thankful, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word tells us that this earth is yours and everything on it. And we thank you for giving us full access to it. We ask you this morning, Lord, that you help us to appreciate the beauty and the wonder of your creation. The view of a beautiful sunset, birds singing in the trees, beautiful water streams, flowers, animals in their habitat. And we want to see more, all we have to do is go to the World Wide Web to see all the glory of your earth, everything and everything it has to offer. Lord, help us to find joy in the simple things and be grateful for all that you do. You shield us from danger. You guard us, Lord, from negative people who seek to do us harm. And we pray for them that they will come to know you. We ask you that you soften their hearts to receive you. And let us be an example of your love through the life that we live. We are your light, Lord, on this earth. And again, Lord, we thank you for our lives. In Jesus' name. I reflected on a sermon, Father, you gave Bishop last month. Don't forget to live. God, help us, Lord, to do all that you have called us to do, not being too righteous. And I pray that everybody go back and get that word. It really blessed me and it'll bless you. Father, help us not to let our jobs or our daily routines and the cares of this world rob us of simple pleasures of life. Lord, let us declare in Jesus' name, we will surely live. We are precious in your sight. We will declare your works to all that we come in contact with. Lord, our homes won't be divided. Our marriages will be strong. Our children will be blessed. We will be healthy, wealthy, and so wise. And at all possible, Lord, we pray that we be at peace with everybody. In Jesus' name, we won't be defeated. We will have purpose in our steps, full of clarity, not living our lives in fear, peace in our hearts and our minds. Looking to you, Lord, for guidance, God, in everything that we do. Lord, you want the very best for us. And Lord, we appreciate you and we love you in Jesus' name. Lord, we look back and see that there were some bad times. But goodness was following us. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, we realize pain comes, but it's a part of the process. But all praise to you, dear God, that it won't last forever. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you cancel every plan of the enemy, Lord, seen and unseen. We are so thankful for life. We thank you, Lord, for coming and giving your life for us. Thank you, Lord God, for your comforting Holy Spirit. We will never know how much it costs, but we do know we can never repay you, but we belong to you, Lord. We give you our lives. Lord, we trust you to provide and protect us. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, Lord. Continue, Father, to cleanse our hearts as we seek your presence. Lord, we thank you for all your promises. You are a promise keeper. Bless us, Father, as we minister from our location. Thank you for acceleration in our lives as we move and seize the moment. Lord, your word has been so rich. We pray for Bishop Clark. God, we ask you to strengthen him and pour back into him. And God, we ask you to look over Pastor Lenora also, Lord. Strengthen her hands and strengthen her body as she stands and support him. We pray for all the ministries that's represented here on today. God, have your way. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all our partners. We ask, God, that you bless them. Father, as this day continues, we ask your divine presence to be with us. To be with us all, Lord, as we enjoy the life that you have given us. Lord, you are so good, and we love and we praise you, and we thank you. And we just pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. I turn it back to Minister LaShonda. Amen.
No, I'm over here full. Sister LaWanda, Jesus, that testimony. Oh, my God. You shall live and not die. People of God, that's what the testimonies do. They They confirm God's word. And if he can do it for her, he can do it for me. I can live and not die. And listen, as soon as she said it, I thought the same thing, which was, don't forget to live. Don't forget. Let me calm down, because I did get somebody to raise their hand. But for the ones that might have came in a little behind, listen, this is Won't He Do It Wednesday. I'm giving you the opportunity to tell your testimony. Tell your testimony. Bless us this morning with what God has done for you. We're doing it in between the prayers, so you have the opportunity. Just put in 5-star, and we're going to go ahead and unmute you. But do me one favor. That's all I'm asking. Just remember the time. Kind of put it in a ball if you can, all right? Well, we have one already, so I'm about to unmute you, Minister Andre. Give me 1 second. Uh-oh, the thing went up. Give me 1 second. There we go. There you go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to summarize this as quick as possible. It's always a pleasure to hear Sister Shannon praying and you leading, hosting the prayer line on Won't He Do It Wednesday. My word is God will make a way of escape. There is a way of escape from all the fiery darts that the devil can fling at you, for all the snares and traps that the devil can bring your way. Not only is there a way of escape, there's more than one way of escape if you hold on to Jesus. I was in one of my backslidden conditions, but even though I was in a backslidden condition, God kept me. I was down on 79th and Quincy in the middle of the grass drinking a 40 ounce. I was hooked on alcohol and doing drugs at this time. And I had my jaw broken because I had got robbed. I went up in this driveway, and these people, these young boys, chucked me and broke my jaw. I was searching after some drugs. And then the next week, I got robbed again, going to the store. And then I saw that person that robbed me the second time in the store. And I wasn't even looking for him. I was just going to buy me some more beer with my broke jaw. And I heard the guy say, his friend say, "We got to kill this nigga." And I looked at him and kind of smiled and walked on out the door. And I didn't pay it no mind. But down on 79th in the project, they ain't playing. They for real. And I was just so naive to how real they was, until I was sitting in that grass and I saw this guy coming with a violin case, walking like a soldier. And I saw these other two guys blocking all the entrances where I couldn't get away no kind of way. And I was in the middle of the grass. But the Lord showed me a way of escape. It was one guy coming through there that I had gave some clothes to. And he was in all black. And I guess he was the one that was letting everybody know in the projects to get out the way. It's about to go down. But God gave me favor with him and told me to go tell that person that I'm willing to forgive that person that robbed me, because he stayed in the projects. I was in the projects homeless, didn't know nobody. And I talked to that guy, and I told him, "Man, I'm going to squash this. All I'm trying to do is go to see my kids in Florida." And he took out a crate and sat behind me and started texting. And I sat there, couldn't go nowhere. And he kept on texting behind me. And next thing I know, they dispersed from me, and I was able to walk out of there. So I just thank God today for the way of escape that he made for me. No matter what situation you in, it can be financial, it can be drug addiction, it can be whatever, whatever you caught up in, God has a way of escape for you if you look for it. I had to look for it, and he showed me my way out. And I thank God today I'm here right now, safe, with a roof over my head because of what he did for me. He made my enemies to be at peace with me. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you again, Minister Andre. You always giving us just good nuggets when you give, even when you're giving your testimony. Thank you for that testimony. People of God, listen. Won't he do it Wednesday? This is your opportunity. Let us hear your testimony. Let's encourage one another this morning on the line. This is a service. So, yes, okay, we're going to pray. We're praying. But let us hear your testimonies, even the leads. Y'all take your opportunity. If you want to give your testimony at the front, at the end, you're definitely welcome. But anybody that just joined in, if you want to give a testimony, we're doing it in between the prayers. So you just put in 5-star, and I will get to you, okay? All right. Well, at this time, we're going to our next prayer lead, Sister Jackie. If you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hands.
Good morning, everyone. My topic is Jesus is my lifeline. Thank you, Jesus, my lifeline. We're so grateful for your presence in our lives and for the hope and the joy you bring us. Help us to hold on to Jesus tightly, trust in his power and his love to keep us safe and secure. Fill us with your joy and your peace, and give us strength to face each new day with confidence. Thank you for being our rock, our salvation, our lifeline. We praise you for your goodness and your love. Help us to remember that with Jesus as our lifeline, we can face anything that comes our way. Give us the courage to trust in him and the faith to believe that he is always working everything out for our good. Heavenly Father, I come to you grateful that prayer is my lifeline to you. Jesus, as I rose early in prayer, help us to prioritize our time with you. May your heart's desire you above all else. You are our source of strength, peace, and purpose. Be first in our day, first in our thoughts, first in our lives. We lay all our plans at your feet. Use us today in your service. Abide with us. Lord, I pray everyone needing to feel your presence today, may you wrap your loving arms around them to fill that empty space in their broken heart. Thank you, Lord, for showing them You will never leave them nor forsake them. Cover them with your precious blood and comfort them with your peace. God, as we stand by you, because without you, we can't stand alone. You are the reason why we are still breathing. Without you, we are nothing. Thank you, Jesus, for being our lifeline. Thank you for being the very, very breath that we breathe. Thank you for dwelling in our hearts. For you are the tree of life, and we are thankful. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my lifeline. We are so grateful for your presence in our life, for the hope and the joy that you bring. When we feel lost and overwhelmed, please pull us out of the depth and set us on solid ground. Give us the strength to face each day and navigate through life's challenges and to find your perfect peace amongst chaos. Help us to hold on to you tightly, trusting your love and power. Thank you for being our rock, our salvation, and our lifeline. We praise you for your goodness and your love. Help us to hold on to Jesus tightly, trust in his power and love, and keep us safe and secure. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie, for that prayer. Thank you again. Jesus is my lifeline. Yes, that's what we're here for. Jesus. We call his name. We lift him up. We praise him. We worship him. We give him the honor that is due him. So these topics, Jesus is my lifeline. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jackie, for your service. Thank you for coming on and just being willing. I say it all the time. Sometimes we just have to be able to be willing, and God will meet us right there. All right? We don't have okay. Give me 1 second. I think we have a testimony, I believe. Let me see. All right. Lakeisha?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. First, I want to give honor to God. So my testimony today is I currently work at the hospital, and I wanted to expand my education, but I didn't know where the money was going to come from. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I might have to do a payment plan. I mean, I don't know if I can even afford the payment plan. And then I prayed and I talked to God. And I said, Lord, I don't know where this money is going to come from, but just I'm depending on you to provide for me. So a few days later, I get this email from the job, from the Cleveland Clinic, that they added on a program that I want to take to the tuition reimbursement. So they're giving me $2,500 towards this program. And this is more than, well, this is a little bit of, I would say, 80% of what the program costs. So I'm going to have to pay almost little to nothing for this program. So I was extremely happy. And what I want to say is just be faithful and just believe in God, that God can provide for you. Don't get discouraged and just every morning just thank God when you wake up. And I always try to remain faithful. I get up, I pray, I listen to Bishop consistently, and just believe in God. I just want to say everybody have a good day, and thank you for listening.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Tisha. Listen, she has shared her testimony with us in Bible study on Saturday, and I had texted her because I saw she got on the line. I wanted her to share that testimony with you because God will do. He's able to do just what he said he would do. And our faithfulness, listen, we don't give, we don't do what we do to prove our love, but we do it to show our love. And look how God will open doors that program wasn't even one of the things that they offered, but they wrote it in because this is what God does for us. I just want to encourage somebody this morning. I don't know. Maybe you don't need this encouragement right now. Maybe you just need to put it in your pocket and you'll see it and you'll remember it later. You'll remember Sister LaWanda telling you, live and not die, that she was on the brink of death. She's on a ventilator. The rumors around the hospital is, oh, she's going to die. And God said, oh, not so, not so, that you will live and not die. Hey, I thought I wasn't going to be able to do this program, but God. I just wanted somebody to understand that there is a but God. You got Minister Andre in his state of alcoholism and drug addiction, and God saves the hand of the enemy because he had a purpose for Andre, Minister Andre. So I'm just saying, the testimonies for me, they're blessing me. They're blessing me. I'm hoping they're blessing you. And listen, you still have an opportunity. You still got a couple of more opportunities to tell your testimony. So if you have a testimony and you want to bless the people of God this morning, all you have to do is put in five star. And when it comes up, I'll definitely unmute you. Listen, I know some of y'all have to go. I know. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'll be having to calm back down. I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that your day and the rest of your week is blessed. I want to encourage you to sow a seed this morning. Every seed produces a harvest, all right? So if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark. You always can go to our website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. I believe that it's going to come back to you. I believe that God is going to open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. All right? At this time, we're going to go to our next prayer lead because I got to go ahead and calm down somewhere. We're going to hand it over to Sister Cynthia. If you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Sister Cynthia. And my word on today was spiritual dialysis. And I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, the 51st chapter, and it says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sins is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgression thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor for another day. We thank you, God, that each and every day we can come before you and give you glory and give you honor. God, that we can come and stand in the hallway and give you praise, God. And thank you, God, because we know truly what we have put before you shall and will come to pass. We thank you, God, that you shed your blood, God, for our sins, God. And we're thankful, God, that they was washed away in the sea of unforgiveness, Lord. No longer do you have control over us, God, that we can come before you, God, asking for forgiveness of our sins. Lord, applying 1 John 1:9 and confessing our sins unto you, Lord, because you the one gives us a clean heart and set us apart, God, in the name of Jesus. So we are grateful and we thankful on today, God, that, Lord, we are chosen by you, God. And so we are grateful, God, that one day, God, you saw fit, Lord, that we shall and we would hear the way and the truth and the light, God, and knowing that you are the only way. There is no other, God. There is no other way. And so, God, you gave us an opportunity to hear your word, that we could get delivered and set free. And so, God, you're awesome, God. And, Lord, no matter what it takes and what we had to go through, God, you were there all the time waiting on us, God. And we're grateful on today, Lord. Even though the enemy tried to distract us this way and that way, God, but you knew, God, you knew which directions that we needed to go in. You knew where we was going to hear the word one day, God, and our hearts wasn't going to be hardened. But, God, we was going to open up to you, and we was going to make a decision, God, because we have a will, and it's up to us to make the decision. And so, God, we're forever grateful that the word came across, God, and we was delivered and set free, free to do your will, free to follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, even when we make mistakes, even when we walk in directions that we shouldn't walk in, even when we say things, God, we know that we shouldn't say, Lord God, we're thankful for a repentant heart, God. We're thankful, God, that we could go to somebody and ask them to forgive us, Lord, for the things that we might have said or done to them, God. That we won't walk around thinking that, Lord, we so righteous that we're greater than anybody else and we can't ask for forgiveness, God. But, Lord God, thank you that you humble our heart and you allow us to see just where we are. But we want to be in right standing at all times with you, God. We always want to lift up clean hands to you, God, holy hands, God. We always want to look up, God, acknowledging you, God, for the things that you're doing in our life and the things that you have done, God, and the things that you covered us, God, when we could have been gone a long time ago. But, God, we had something that we had to do, and we have to do, God, what you're calling us to do, and we can't stand still, Lord, stagnant, not doing anything. Lord, looking at what's going on all around us and living in fear, Lord, knowing that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, that we no longer have to be a slave to fear, because fear is torment, God. And the enemy came so he could torment us, Lord, but greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. And we don't have to stand in fear any longer, God, but we can call out to you, God. And know that you're always there and you're all knowing, God, and you hear everything that we say. You know everything, God. Even when we don't speak it out, you know, God. You know the desires of our heart. And you said that you would give us the desires of our heart, God, according to your word, God. According to your word. Because you said, God, if we give you back your word, would you not honor your word, God? Because you hear your word, Lord. And so, God, we have to study to learn your word to be able to give it back to you, to watch you move, because you care about everything in our life. You said, God, Lord, that you will supply the needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But you said the greater one worketh on the inside of us. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, that you sent the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of us, God, to guide and direct us into all truth, not into all lies, but into all truth, God. That when someone comes to us with a word and it's not your word, our spirit, God, will not receive it, God, because we follow you. We know you, God. And so another we will not follow, God, because the word is on the inside. And we know, God, when it's not you. And so, God, we're able to call those things that's not as though they already were. We're able to speak to all those mountains that's standing in the way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. God, we're able to know that your word says, there anything too hard for God? You said there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And so we thank you, God, for the cleansing, God. We thank you, God, that we can repent and no longer walk in sin, God. We thank you, God, because you said you're married to the backslider. We can always come back. We're thankful, God, that you're a God that loves us so much. How much, God, did you love us? You stretched forth your arms and you died for us, God. You said it was finished, God, that everything that you were sent to do, you did, God.
Now you say, God, that we have to do. And you said we could do it in your name, God, not in our name, but in your name. We have to know when we lay hands on the sick and they recover, it wasn't in our name, God, but it was in your name. We thank you, God, that we're able each and every day to call out to you. We're able to stand before you, God, not ashamed. But you said, God, if we had aught against any of our brothers and sisters, we first got to lead the altar and go and ask them for forgiveness. And you said anything that we asked of you, that you would give it unto us, God, in the name of Jesus. And on today, we're grateful and we're thankful for all that you're doing in our lives, God. All that you're carrying us through, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the bloodshed covering that's covering our children, God. We thank you that we can ever stand in intercession for the children, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we stand praying that you cover them, not just during the school year, but every day of the year, God, that you cover them, that no hurt, harm, or come to them, God. We praying, God, Lord, that they'll remember the things they were taught even as a child, God, that they'll remember what they heard, because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That they'll continue to acknowledge you, that they won't go away to those colleges and away to those schools and be deterred another way, God, because sometimes those schools don't teach truth. They don't teach truth, God. But your word is true. And so, God, we pray for our children, God, that they stay focused and they remember who delivered and set them free. And they don't go away from home and become another person, God, but they stay true, God, to you and to themselves. And so, God, we're grateful this day. We're grateful, God, because we know that you're awesome, God, and you're a God that cares about us, Lord. So, God, I pray, God, that you would cover everybody on this line today, God, that you would supply the need, whatever the need is, God. Because you're the only God that answers according to your word. And so, God, we pray on today, whatever the need, that you would meet the need, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the prayers that they have before you, God, that you would answer in the name of Jesus. That, God, whatever it is, God, that they're going through, we're going through, God, that you would send an answer. Knowing that we know, God, that we serve an awesome God, and we serve a good God. And so, God, on today, we're thankful. So we give you glory and we give you honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised. We call those things as not as though they already were. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we seal it under the blood, and we thank you and we praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so I want to give my testimony before I come off the line. And so my word today really fit in me, because I was on, I think, dialysis for 5 years. And the first part was always going into that center, and they taking your blood out and they putting your blood back in. And that was just devastating. I never could get warm, stayed sick. And then all my kids came together and they found the program where I could do the dialysis at home. I didn't have to do it in the center. But I thank God, maybe 2 years into that particular dialysis, I got a phone call from Cleveland Clinic. And they said that they had found a kidney, and that they would call me in the morning if I was the one to get the kidney. So I wasn't too worried, because they had don't call me a lot of times saying they found the kidney. But I'd be like, if you third on the list or you second on the list, why would the first person on the list turn it down? So anyway, that morning she called and she said, yes, we're going to give you the kidney. And so they just explained, they had to tell you who the kidney's from and everything like that. And could I get to the hospital right away? And I thank God that that was 5 years ago during the pandemic, because it was in 2020. And I thank God that I got there, you know, with the pandemic, nobody could stay with you. But I was praying to God, and I said, even though they didn't let my husband come or none of my kids, I said, but God, you're here, because God is always there. And so today I stand grateful and thankful that I no longer had to go through dialysis. I no longer had to be on it all night long. I thank God that he delivered me and just gave me back. It's like life. And so I know that God's a good God. I know that God answers our prayers. And a lot of times we just got to believe by faith that God going to do what he says he's going to do. And sometimes the saints, they, we be like, we want it right away. But God's not a microwave. And so he know what he's going to do. And so I just want to give him praise and give him glory on today for all that he done for me. And I was thankful that, and I'm always thankful that my kids come together, make a decision, and always looking out for me. I'm grateful and thankful that, you know, a lot of times when you tell people you got 12 kids, they be like, 12 kids? Like, what did you do in your life besides having kids? But God blessed me to become a social worker and to work in the social worker field. And God just has been good to me. And I'm blessed. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful that when God saved me on that island in Hawaii, that I was able to raise my kids in the Word of God, and I was able to learn truth. And so I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I just say, when we look back over our life, be thankful and grateful from where God brought us from, because none of us is exempt. And so it be trials and it be tribulations, and we go through things. But we still know that we have a God that's able, and we have a God that loves us and cares about us. And so I just want to give him praise and glory and honor this morning. And I want to thank you, saints, for listening to me. And so I turn it back over to the host, Sister LaShonda. God bless you, saints.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm glad, that you did tell your testimony, because I was looking up dialysis so I could explain to the people. Spiritual dialysis. Look at God. He just lets you go ahead and tell your testimony. I am so grateful this morning for everybody that was able to join this morning. And I'm thinking maybe, you know, I don't have any 5 stars right now, but maybe it's because you don't know how to do it. Maybe it's you're struggling. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute the line. So maybe you can just tell me, hey, I want to testify. Then that way I can just mute the line back and give you your opportunity, okay? But before I do that, let me just do a little bit of work, and then we're going to get right into it, all right? So we already know we have the supporters declaration. I want to do that before we get up out of here, too. I love all of them now. Now I just got all kinds of things. But I want to encourage, too, anybody that wants to become a prayer lead. You want to become a prayer lead. You want to be a host. And you can do it for the hour. You can do it for the 15 minutes. Listen, call the church at 216-475-6327. Leave a message. Pastor Lenora will get back with you. We'll get you in. We'll get you trained, okay? Supporters declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Listen, that financial support that comes to the ministry daily, that is our part. That's our part. If we go ahead and we sow, God is going to give us back what we're putting into the ground. If you only put a little bit in, you're only going to get a little bit back, okay? And then our believers declaration, y'all know I'm going to do this. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. If anybody is wanting to tell their testimony, maybe you want to do a GPS, you can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and you can do it there. The 1 minute or less testimony. Maybe you want to sing your song. Maybe you want to read your favorite scripture. You can do all of that on the website. You also can upload your prayer request. Tell us how we can pray for you, with you, touch and agree with you. you can do it there. We want to hear from you, okay? I'm going to unmute the line. If it's you, just say, it's me, and then I'll remute, and you can have your time, okay? Any takers? Anybody have a testimony that they want to give? No. All right. Going twice. Three times. All right. Listen, the Lord is good. Maybe this is not your time. Maybe you're saying, I'm at work, I'm doing something else. I'm not ready to tell my testimony, and that is absolutely fine. I just always want to give people an opportunity. This is Won't He Do It Wednesday, so I always want to give people the opportunity, especially when I'm on here, to give you give your testimony. My testimony is super simple. Bishop always talks about how He is the lead. He's the shepherd. And sometimes people get caught up in the somebody else telling you what to do. I've prior service, so when people tell me what to do, I don't have any problem with that because I served. But I think about I'm in the middle of a decision. I'm in a easier job, very relaxed, but it's not giving me what I want financially. And I have an opportunity to go into the post office, which, if you know, it's kind of hard to get into the post office. So I'm going back and forth, and I call Bishop. I say, Bishop, this is the opportunity that I have. I'm not sure if I want to do it or if I just want to stay here. And Bishop says, no, go forward. Take the opportunity. Seize your moment. That's crazy that word is there. Seize your moment. And I'm telling you, I applied. I was hired quickly. And it has not been perfect. But what can I tell y'all? I can tell you that God answers prayers. I can tell you that God provides. I can tell you that when you get a word, you hear the word, you may even talk to yourself about the word, encourage yourself in the word. But the other thing that you have to do is you have to do something. If we haven't heard anything else this week, I'm telling y'all, we can hear that builds up our faith. We can talk to ourselves. We can encourage ourselves in our faith. But at the end of the day, we have to do something that creates the opportunity for God to work on our behalf. Let us pray this morning. Lord, we thank you, and we do praise you for every person that's on the line. We thank you, God, because we know that there are testimonies. Lord, we know that you have opened doors. We know that you have set people free. We know that you have healed. You have delivered. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that we are still here. We thank you, O God, that you spared our lives. We thank you, O God, that in that sparing, we ran to you. And we are here lifting up holy hands, calling out to you, the true and living God, the God that is able to do anything but fail. Thank you, O God. Thank you for this day that we give back to you, O God. Lord, we thank you that our footsteps are ordered by you, O God. Lord, that we are able to go out and be representations of you. Lord, that someone sees us and they ask, what must I do to be saved? What's different about you? Why don't you fly off the handle? Why do you have control? Why doesn't everything bother you? Lord, because we have a faith that will not be shaken. Lord, we have a faith that causes us not to be moved. Lord, as we wait on you, as we hear clear direction, Lord, don't let us sit back, but let us do something. Lord, thank you that you open doors. But Lord, let us move into those open doors. Let us seize the opportunities that's put before us, oh God. And Lord, sometimes even when we get the opportunity and it doesn't look quite like how we expected it, Lord, we just want to thank you for giving us that opportunity. Lord, we want to thank you for opening that door. Lord, we want to thank you that even when it looks like it's negative, Lord, your word says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Lord, that means the good and the bad. Lord, that means the sweet and the bitter. Lord, we thank you. We thank you now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the jobs. Lord, we thank you for the finances. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, for even promotions that are coming. We thank you now for more education that we'll receive. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that everything that we need is in your hands. Lord, all we have to do is ask. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, that you don't fail us. Thank you, O God, that you have put angels around us, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, O God, that you have preserved us. Lord, thank you, O God, that we can draw back on messages, that we will live and not die. Lord, we can draw back on messages that we won't forget to live, that we won't allow our day-to-day situations. Lord, we won't allow our ups and our downs. Lord, we won't allow where it looks like, oh, well, I don't have the finances. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us with the opportunity to walk out the door and see the sunshine, see the rain, whatever it is. But Lord, we thank you. We thank you for opportunities. We thank you that your will is being accomplished in our lives. We thank you, oh God, that you are a God that's healing. Thank you, Lord, that your son took 39 lashes on his back. Thank you that the blood was shed and we can plead the very blood of Jesus. We can speak your name and every demon has to flee. We can speak your name and every knee has to bow. We can speak your name and mountains have to move. We can speak your name and the situations that we're in have to turn around. We can speak your name and it gives us strength. We can speak your name and it gives us peace. We can speak your name, Jesus, and it gives us joy unspeakable. We can speak your name, O God. And where we thought that we were going to give up, we hold on. Our strength is renewed in you, O God. Thank you, O God, that there is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Thank you, O God, how you move, how you answer. Thank you, O God, for every ministry that's represented on the line. Thank you, O God, that the men and women of God have not given up. They keep proclaiming the good news. They keep telling people about your goodness. They keep telling people how you save, how you deliver, how you set free. Thank you, oh God, that they're not getting weary in their well-doing. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, that we're not looking at the world and getting discouraged. Lord, so many different things are happening. Wars and rumors of wars. Death all around us. Sometimes our kids don't look like they're going in the direction that we thought that they would go in. Lord, so many different things. But Lord, the thing that we know is that you're in control. It has not come to you as a surprise. It doesn't take you by surprise. So Lord, as we put our cares on you, as we place them on you, as we leave them at your altar, oh God, Lord, not to pick them up again, but Lord, giving our cares to you because you care for us. Lord, that way we can proclaim the good news. We can tell somebody about your love, about your loving arms that wrap around us, that you loved us so much that before we knew you, you knew us. Before we knew you, you called us. Before we knew you, you died for us. And we thank you for it, O God. We fail not to give you the praise, honor, and glory. We cover every prayer under the blood. In your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hey, people of God, that's our prayer service. I pray that something that was said or prayed, it touched your heart this morning. I know it touched mine. I thank you again, Sister LaWanda, for your testimony. I thank you again, Sister Cynthia, for your testimony. Sister Keisha, for your testimony. Minister Andre, I appreciate you, sir, for your testimony. Listen, God is able to do just what he said he would do. And that's what we have to believe. We have to move and believe. I'm sorry. All right, people. I'm going to give you the opportunity to say goodbye to one another, and we're getting up out of here. Bishop is on in 1 minute over on Daily Bread on YouTube. I would encourage you to go over there and get the word. If you can't get it live, you always can go back and get it later. Y'all be blessed. I love you. All right?